This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
He gone!
In case you didn't get the clues, Todd Brommelkamp is out today, and the Winter Olympics in 2018 are underway in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann. We're going to be taking you up until 7 o'clock. Great show for you today. First, we're going to start. Iowa State went on the road to Texas Tech. They fell 76-58 last night. We're going to hear a little bit of Kirk Ferentz audio from yesterday, signing day in Iowa City, the second signing period in Iowa City, as Kirk Ferentz met with the media. I've always said that I'm waiting for a coach to step to the podium and say that he didn't like his signing class. Was Kirk Ferentz the first to do that yesterday? Spoiler alert, no. We'll hear from him at 4:30. We're going to have a little bit of post-signing day superlatives as storylines continue to be talked about as far as the Iowa football program heading into spring practice. I think that they said they're going to get spring practice underway midway through March the 20th, if memory serves me correctly. That'll be at 5:05. Lots going on in the NBA, and I know that's music to some people's ears and not exactly something that certain people care about in Eastern Iowa, but we're going to hit the NBA a little bit. I know that it's been talked about all day on ESPN programming, and we're going to hit that a little bit. And thank you, 3530. Ferentz audio, he says, sweet, I could use a little nap. You will not be disappointed. And thank you for texting in on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. We're also, speaking of Hertin and Stocker, we're going to have a $50 Hertin and Stocker gift card giveaway before 6 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Colin Ward-Henninger, the NBA writer and editor from CBS Sports, is going to join us to recap the NBA trade deadline. Lots going on in that regard. And then Thomas Bendit of SB Nation is going to discuss a little bit of Big Ten basketball as he covers Big Ten basketball or SB Nation. As I mentioned earlier, Todd Brommelkamp a little under the weather today, so Alex Kuhn, myself, and Kyle Mann taking you up until 7 o'clock. And Kyle, I heard your cameo on the gym class in the 3 o'clock hour. And it had to do with our poll question.
Yes, it did.
And I did not know that you were a figure skating fan.
Well, here's the thing. I don't want it to get twisted. I'm not a figure skating fan. I'm not even going to make a point to make sure that I'm sitting down watching it. But if it's on the television, I'll stand by what I said. It's a very elegant sport, and there is, I think I called it creative athleticism. I can't do that stuff.
Oh, no way.
It's a very niche skill, and people who are that good at it, I just kind of look at them in awe. You're skating alone is one thing, and then you're going to jump up and twirl in the air.
Well, I think that that's what, and there's always a debate whether you like the Winter or Summer Olympics more. And I always say I enjoy the Winter Olympics a little bit more. I love the Summer Olympics. There's no question about that. But I think the reason that I like the Winter Olympics more in this case is because, first of all, they're sports that you don't usually see. You're not usually sitting down and watching bobsledding or luge or even curling, which apparently we have.
I caught some curling last night.
We have a controversy in already, and the curling has absolutely no bearing on what I'm about to say. But most of these sports in the Winter Olympics are so off the wall and extreme that there's no way that I could do any of them.
Curling's pretty extreme.
I can run, not as fast as Usain Bolt. I can kick a soccer ball, not as well as some of the Olympic soccer players. But I can't jump off of a ramp.
A half pipe?
A half pipe. I can't go flying hundreds of feet in the air on skis.
Mm-mm.
I can't go down a hill in a luge laying on my back going, 70 miles an hour? These sports are so ridiculous that they're actually pretty entertaining to watch.
Some of those ski jumps you talk about, that requires a certain level of fortitude that I don't think I could ever even pretend to have. I mean, I would be so scared to even try.
Oh, 35-30. God bless you guys. You need a little extra monetary compensation for every Ferentz presser that you have to cover. And I'm gonna talk for you, Kyle. No comment.
Okay.
I plead the fifth for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Go on.
No. Yes. We will stop before we get into that discussion. I also know that you do follow the NBA. And I like to keep a finger on the pulse of what's going on in the association just so I can talk about
the association.
Just so I can talk about it competently. There's nothing about it that really draws me in because I think I've made this clear. It seems like a sport that you have to have a vested interest in from a young age or a team that you follow to kind of be drawn in by it. And now with as top heavy as the league is, it's even harder for me to watch. But the one thing that is kind of drawn me in all season has been the futility of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's a good word for it.
They're awful. They've been awful. And the roster that they've put together has been full of, to put it lightly, washed up players.
Has-beens.
Dwayne Wade.
Derrick Rose.
Channing Frye. I could go on and on and on. And today, it seems like they just traded away their entire roster.
No joke. They traded half of their active roster. You got 12 guys on an active roster. They traded six of them.
And they traded away a couple of draft picks so they could get rid of certain players. If I would have told you a couple of years ago, and I'm not trying to pull a 30 for 30 here, what if I told you that Dwayne Wade would be traded to the Miami Heat for a second-round conditional protected pick?
Heavily protected second-rounder.
Heavily protected. Would you have believed me?
No, I mean, no, for a couple reasons. I mean, first of all, that Dwayne Wade he's not the Dwayne Wade that he used to be, but he's still, you would think he's still worth more than that, because a heavily protected second-rounder, you literally might as well say that they gave him away for peanuts.
They
might not even get that.
In NFL terms, that's like saying you got a compensatory seventh-round draft pick at the very end of the draft.
And the thing that's even weirder about it to me, and I'll be interested to ask Colin Ward-Henninger about this later, the fact that they gave him away for, you know, that little price, but, I mean, price aside, the fact that they gave away Dwayne Wade, that kind of signals to me that they've come to the decision that they might be comfortable losing LeBron, because everybody knows how close Dwayne Wade and LeBron are, have been ever since their time in Miami. The fact that they just sent Dwayne Wade out of town is kind of telling LeBron to, this is one of my new favorite phrases ever since T.O. told Jason Whitlock, that's telling LeBron to go kick rocks.
Well, I think that the one thing that I find interesting is I think LeBron James is a part of a lot of these decisions, these general managerial decisions. And according to reports, Kyle, LeBron James had to kind of sign off on this deal sending Dwayne Wade to Miami. And you just brought up the fact that they're good friends. Well, what was that conversation like between LeBron James and Dwayne Wade? Hey, man, I love you, but you're old and no good anymore. So we're going to send you to Miami for a bag of basketballs. How uncomfortable do you think that conversation has to be, because it was very clear this team did not get along all year. And it's just been a complete soap opera. And it's kind of drawn in people that don't watch the league just because it's like you're watching Jersey Shore. It's like you're watching some trash reality show where nobody gets along and everything's falling apart. And you just it's a train wreck that nobody can take their eyes off of. And we'll see if it gets any better, because they've just been bad at basketball. They're poorly coached. They're
can't defend anything.
They were old. They couldn't defend. They don't play well together.
They don't have a center.
Isaiah Thomas was that experiment was a complete and total disaster.
That's another thing I'll be interested to hear from Colin, is how bad did that situation have to actually be? Isaiah didn't play most of the year, and as soon as he comes back, he's calling out Kevin Love. He's calling out his teammates. We don't even know. If I'm a Cavs player, I'm saying, we don't even know you. You know, who are you to come in here and start calling us out? You haven't even been playing. You know, just really strange situation.
319-366-1600. The NBA soap opera kind of came to a head today at the trade deadline, and we're going to chat with Colin Warren Henninger of CBS Sports later today, as all kinds of happenings, not just in Cleveland, but all across the NBA. Another interesting story that we'll get to, and it has some bearing with a former Iowa Hawkeye, I guess indirectly, is there is a new highest paid player in the NFL. And that highest paid player in the NFL now has only started 7 career games. We'll tell you about that a little bit more. But first, we want to go to Sean in Cedar Rapids, who wants to talk about LeBron and MJ. Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, so just listening to you guys talk about LeBron here in this debacle this past season, or current season, I'm just wondering if this is going to close the book on people comparing LeBron James to Michael Jordan, because I don't ever see a Michael Jordan team going through something like this. Any thoughts on that?
Appreciate the phone call, Sean. And you know what? I understand the comparison of LeBron to MJ to a certain extent, as if you're talking about their greatness. But these are two completely different players. And I think people who like MJ and like Kobe and that kind of basketball, kind of like the smooth, natural, efficient scorer that those two were. LeBron James is more of a do everything type player. And I don't, at this point, I'm tired of comparing the two, because their games are completely different. Now, from that standpoint, yeah, I don't think that Michael Jordan teams ever had to go through that, but it's a different day and age of basketball. You're seeing players forming super teams, and that's just the way that the NBA is heading. But the fact is, no matter who has been on his team other than this year, LeBron James has been on one of the top three basketball teams in the NBA because of him. And the same could be said about Michael Jordan. So I agree. I think that the comparison is tired, and I'm personally sick of making that comparison, but I don't think that'll stop anybody. 319-366-1600. We're going to get to a little bit of Kirk Ferentz audio in a second. I want to get to some of these texts, and it goes back to the Winter Olympics. Cyclone Tim, going back to the Winter Olympics discussion and me saying that I can't do any of these sports, he says, Cyclone Tim says, sure, Alex, you can do all of the events that Sean White does. It's the landing that will suck for you.
Yep. It's stand on your feet, getting off the ramp. I think we could probably do that.
Michael in Cedar Rapids, I grew up loving Michael Jordan, so it's really hard to connect to a league in the association that tries to win basketball games by flopping on the ground rather than just dominating your opponent. There, it's completely changed. It's not, I get that. It's just completely different. Three-point shot is everything, really, in the NBA right now. And whether you like it or not, and I know some NBA traditionalists don't like it, Steph Curry has kind of led the charge to change that. Did you see, Kyle, earlier today, not to get too off track, but did you see who the new highest paid player in the NFL is?
I did. Pretty experienced guy.
7 stars. And let me preface this by saying, I think that the kid out of Eastern Illinois in Jimmy Garoppolo is a heck of a player. And I think he's going to be good in San Francisco. But $137.5 million over the next 5 years are going to a guy who has not started even 10 games in the NFL yet. Albeit he's 7-0. He's 7-0. But my question is, and we're going to get to Wood. How could I forget that today is Thursday? We're going to get to Wood at 6:30.
Mm-mm-mm.
When I was going through the outline of the show, I forgot that we're getting to everybody's favorite segment, Would Ya? And we're going to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo and Kirk Cousins, but what does this do to the value of Kirk Cousins? How much money is he going to ask for?
That's kind of, I mean, who knows? Because what he's going to say is more. I mean, more than that. But that kind of, this blows me away every time it happens, because maybe it's always just, you know, the best available quarterback seems to get, you know, a record-breaking contract every offseason. And you said it, Jimmy Garoppolo's only played 7 games. Granted, he's undefeated in those 7 games, but he's only started 7 games, and now he's he's the highest paid player in the NFL. That's the going rate for a good starting quarterback anymore, is a record-breaking deal.
See, the last record-breaking deal at quarterback was Matthew Stafford re-signing with the Detroit Lions. And a lot of people scoffed at that. But I sat here and I thought to myself, with an NFL quarterback that begins his career with as bad of a team as Matthew Stafford began his career with, how often do you see those guys completely flop? I'd say at least half the time. Because going into those types of situations with no offensive line and no wide receivers and no running game and a terrible organization that just went 0-16, you see a lot of those guys, even if they're number one overall picks, not live up to the hype. And the fact that that guy, I think he's one of the more undervalued quarterbacks in the NFL. Few people can make the throws that he can make. Few people could have gone into that situation and made of it what Matthew Stafford has made with the Detroit Lions. But with him, there's 7-8 years of sample size to deal with. And I'll be the first to admit, he hasn't gotten over the hump. I want to say 3 playoff appearances. Have they won a playoff game yet?
I'd
have to look that up.
So.
But I think he is a far above average NFL quarterback. With Jimmy Garoppolo, he's played 7 NFL games and he's the highest paid player in the NFL.
Crazy. It really does. Every time this happens, it makes you realize how valuable quarterbacks are. Because what are you going to do? There's a saying, you know, half the league has starting quarterbacks, and then half the league is trying to find one. There's not that many good quarterbacks out there, and who are the Niners to say no? We don't need Garoppolo. We'll just start over and hope we find somebody again.
Well, they were going to pay Garoppolo, but I think he should have been signed. I think that getting that contract extension out of the way is a good thing. But like I said, that it goes back to exactly what you just said. If you think you have your franchise quarterback, you might as well sign him, but making him the highest paid player in the NFL, that's just a sign of how highly valued these guys are. It's 4:26. What we're going to do right now, we'll step aside, we'll come back, we'll hit a Midwest One Bank big board update, And then we're going to head to the bottom of the hour where you're going to hear from Kirk Ferentz, who met with the media in Iowa City yesterday. More of afternoon programming on KGYM after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
On March 3rd, St. Joseph's Catholic School will be hosting their biggest fundraiser of the year, the 2018 Shamrock Gala, and are in need of donations for the silent auction. Money raised will be used for new, safer bleachers in their gym. Can you help?
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Check, check, and check. Whole to-do list done. And it's game time.
I only gave you that list an hour ago.
Right.
You fixed the dishwasher, washed the dog, and got us a mortgage in less than an hour?
Yep. Dishwasher was simple, Bruno was no trouble, and I got us an online mortgage at Fairfax State Savings Bank, where we were approved in like 20 minutes.
You demand, babe. Let's watch that game. High five.
Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com for a mortgage or refinance today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The most special gifts for her this Valentine's Day will be found at Siegel's Jewelry. Gifts like heart-shaped sterling and gold jewelry, 50% off. 24-karat gold overlay roses in most colors, normally $79, now just $39. For the perfect Valentine's Day gift, it's Siegel's Jewelry. One half block south of the Town & Country Shopping Center, or go online at diamonds4ever.com.
There's always something special at Siegel's.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
428 on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as snow starts to fall.
Ugh.
I have something to bring up, and I'm going to need a ruling on this. Maybe I'm just being too sensitive, but a coworker ruined my day today by letting me know that it was basically letting me know how ignorant I was about the forecast. I had no idea before I arrived at work today that we were supposed to get 6 to 8 inches of snow.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had literally just gotten through a thought of, man, I hope it stops snowing soon. And then
don't hold your breath.
I got that news. So apparently I'm just... It's my fault for being so ignorant, but that statement and that truth bomb that Cardos.
I was sitting here thinking, Cardos, I bet I know it was Cardos.
On Z102.9, who has the night shift, and be interested to see how he gets home tonight after 6 to 8 inches of snow falls here in
with
Cedar Rapids. But he told me, and it absolutely ruined my day. And to brighten my day, you know what we're going to need right now, Kyle?
I think I do.
We're going to need a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa junior outfielder Robert Nystrom was pegged again as the Big Ten's preseason player of the year, this time getting the nod from Baseball America. He was also named the second best prospect in the conference for next year's MLB draft. Pitcher Brady Shanua was ranked 7th, and Jack Dreyer was listed as the 5th best freshman. Iowa State couldn't pull off a second upset of 7th-ranked Texas Tech last night, falling on the road 76-58. Cameron Lard was 10 of 11 from the floor and had a game-high 22 points in just 20 minutes of action, but the Cyclones clearly felt the absence of starting point guard Nick Weiler-Babb, racking up 15 turnovers with only 8 assists as they shot a collective 38%. The UNI men had a pretty good win, though, last night over Bradley in Cedar Falls, 74-65. A team that can struggle to score at times, they got a crucial contribution from Wyatt Lowhouse. He had 25 points off the bench, coming mostly on his 6 of 9 shooting from beyond the arc. That moves the Panthers out of a last-place tie with Valparaiso. The Iowa women are going to be hosting Penn State tonight as they try to get back near the top of the Big Ten standings. You can get out there and see Wooden Award candidate Megan Gustafson as they tip off at 7 o'clock. You might have heard about the brouhaha that was today's NBA trade deadline, but one deal you might not have noticed as much was a three-teamer that included Doug McDermott going to Dallas. He's now reunited with former Ames High School teammate Harrison Barnes. We're going to lose one of our FM frequencies later on at 4:50 as we pick up West Branch at Clear Creek Amana for a girl-boy doubleheader. That's going to be on 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
Mike from Marengo, dude, you live under a rock. No offense, but wow. My ignorance as far as the forecast was concerned. I'm not going to make any excuses for it. I just didn't look at my weather app, and
yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe you didn't want to know.
I didn't want to know.
Ignorance is bliss.
Actually, that's exactly what it was. I'm so fed up with the weather right now that I was just hoping that it was going to get better, and assuming that it was, and that was a terrible assumption. What we're going to do right now is we're going to step aside. We're going to get to a bottom of the hour sports beat, and then we're going to come back and hear from Kirk Ferentz as he met with the media in Iowa City yesterday. This bottom of the hour sports beat is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad it's over. National Signing Day. And now, thanks to the new early signing period we had in December, there are essentially two National Signing Days. I'm not big on recruiting, never have been. Sure, at times I've had to cover it, but that doesn't mean I enjoy it. I've also covered tennis, soccer, and auto racing in my life. Don't care for those things either. But why do I not care for recruiting? I think the attention we put on these high school kids is incredibly over the top. The majority of them do not become near the college stars experts predict them to be. And with the attention we give them come occasional moments like we saw yesterday in Florida, where wide receiver Jacob Copeland, in a high school gym full of his peers, chose Florida over Alabama and Tennessee, and his mom stood up angrily and left, walked out. To her credit, she realized she shouldn't have done that, returned to the gym, and seemed to have apologized to her son, but not before reacting in a way that reminded me immediately of the Landon Collins situation 5 years ago. Remember that story? I'll remind you in 60 seconds.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn $20 every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. One more way to get more done. This tax season, save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or Conventional and an STP oil filter for $24.99 or an STP Extended Life filter for $3 more. Stop in and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Told you a minute ago that I'm not a fan of the over-the-top coverage of college football recruiting. If you saw Jacob Copeland's mom up and leave after he chose Florida yesterday, you may have thought about an incident from 5 years ago. I was hosting college announcements at the Under Armour High School All-America game. The announcement was coming from Landon Collins. Before he was a college All-American and two-time Pro Bowler, he was the top safety in the country. He chose Alabama over LSU. His mom, April Justin, was upset, visibly, shaking her head on national TV. I asked her why she was upset, and she said the LSU Tigers would have been his better choice. She took her son's moment from him, just like Jacob Copeland's mom did yesterday. Questionable parenting decision, yes, but born in part out of over-the-top coverage of high schoolers going to college. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
If you've ever stumbled through a social media site around Valentine's, you know women love to show off what their boyfriend or husband surprised them with. So this year, be the one who wins Valentine's with oneerinflowers.com. Right now, when you order early, you can get 18 pink and red enchanted roses for only $29.99. Valentine's Day is almost here, so don't put this off. Get 18 pink and red enchanted roses for only $29.99 from 1-800-Flowers. This gorgeous bouquet of radiant pink and red roses is the perfect Valentine's surprise she's guaranteed to love. Roses from 100 Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 red and pink enchanted roses for only $29.99 is a great reward for ordering early. This Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 18 red and pink enchanted roses for only $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter the code WILL. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $5 fill-ups. Now, some people are saying that I'm just Reba McEntire and that KFC has paid me to be the Colonel. But if that were true, how would I know my $5 fill-ups are full of a lot of delicious food? How would I know that you can get a real meal with two pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, cookie, and a drink for just $5? It's not like I could just read it off a script designed to make you hungry. Or could I? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
4:37. Welcome in. Welcome back to KGYM programming, local programming, taking you up until 7 o'clock right here from Under the Rock, where, according to Mike from Marengo, that's where I live. Alex Kuhn alongside Kyle Mann as the snow continues to fall in Cedar Rapids. Good rest of the show planned for you. We're going to be chatting with Colin Ward-Henninger of CBS Sports, who is the managing editor and NBA writer for CBS Sports, and Thomas Bendit of SB Nation before we cap off the show with Woodja. But first, we want to, this next hour, 319-366-1600, we're going to talk a little Iowa football on February the 8th. First, we're going to recap Kirk Ferentz and what he had to say in Iowa City yesterday as he announced his signing class of 22 players yesterday. And what did you say, 18 walk-ons?
Something like that. It was a lot of walk-ons.
Kyle, I said that you needed to plead the fifth yesterday. You were in Iowa City yesterday. Or excuse me, you needed to plead the fifth earlier. You were in Iowa City yesterday. What was the biggest thing that you took away from the press conference?
Are you talking content, or you want to know what my biggest takeaway was?
I'm hesitant that, and a little regretful that I even asked this question now.
My biggest takeaway was,
content-wise, what was your biggest takeaway? All right, fine.
He didn't.
Let's hear from Kirk Ferentz himself, 3530. I hope you have your popcorn ready. Kirk Ferentz was asked about his signing class and whether, what is he, first of all, I said an hour in the first half hour of this show that I'm still waiting for a coach to say that he doesn't like his signing class. Kirk was asked about his signing class. Does he like it or not?
You know, we're really pleased with the way the class came together. Extremely pleased, quite frankly. And most recently, we just had three new signees today with Kayvon Merriweather, Logan Klemp, and then Jaden McDonald. Those three guys joined us today. Great to get their letters. And then going backwards a little bit, DJ Johnson, Julius Prince, didn't acknowledge their signing publicly, but that's certainly out there now. And I'd be remiss if I didn't touch on Nico Reganey, just to have him join our program before school started. He's a guy that we actually looked at a year ago. He went to prep school this past year and joined us before the semester got going. So those six new additions we're really pleased with, and I feel like it really rounded the class out. I think we've got a great class of 22 signees, and very, very happy about that. I think all 22 have a very clear understanding of what it means to be and what it takes to be an Iowa Hawkeye.
The frustrating part of recruiting for me is I used to follow this very closely, but I think Kirk Herbstreit last year pointed this out, and I think this is especially true with Iowa recruiting because it's a crapshoot. you have to get a certain player that's going to come in and want to sit for a couple years for the most part, unless it's an exception, and learn and sort of learn on the fly, get into the weight room and not play for a couple of years and work hard with very little chance of playing before they're ready to play. And you see a lot of transfers. And if you can get, Kirk Herbstreit said, if you can get out of a recruiting class of 20, let's just say, if you can get 10 guys that turn into eventual starters, then you had a really, really good class. Kirk is asked a question that I think a lot of people criticize him for and wonder whether he enjoys this entire process. With the likes of Scott Frost coming to the Big Ten West and PJ Fleck in his second year in Minneapolis and Jeff Brohm, the young, energetic coach that enjoys recruiting, that embraces recruiting, and even throwing Matt Campbell, who's into the fold, who is absolutely that kind of coach. A lot of people wonder if Kirk enjoys recruiting. Here's what he had to say about that.
Kirk, is it fair to assume that you couldn't have lasted this long as a college coach if you didn't get some enjoyment out of recruiting? Because you hear about coaches who can't deal with it, so they move on. You've been dealing with it for a long time, so you must enjoy it to a certain extent.
Yeah, there are a lot of things I really enjoy about recruiting, quite frankly. You meet a lot of wonderful people. And the chance to go out and, I'll throw a name up at Al Fracassa, up at Brother Rice, legendary coach for so many years. And I was up there 2 weeks ago, I guess, and, just traveling around that area. And I think I talked to two different guys that had played for him that were coaches in high school. So you just think about the impact. But just checking up on him and see how he's doing, because he's no longer a coach. I think he's 85, if I'm mistaken. And able to reconnect with him. I called him last week and talked with him. So whether it be high school coaches that you meet, and, I talk all the time at clinics about, in my mind, like, that's the epitome of great coaching is what happens at the high school level. You get to meet so many wonderful people, head coaches, assistant coaches, guys that impact a lot of people's lives in a very positive way. You meet a lot of tremendous players, a lot of tremendous people and families, that type of thing. See a lot of really neat and interesting stories, that type of deal. So, most of recruiting is actually pretty positive. What I never did like, I don't like sleeping away from my bed. That's one thing about being a football coach instead of a baseball manager. We got, 5 road games a year, right? So that's a pretty good deal as opposed to 81 if you're a major league manager. So, I've never enjoyed that part, and I certainly didn't enjoy that when my kids were young. Now my wife can't wait to get rid of me, so it's not a bad deal. But, yeah, there's a lot of positives out of recruiting. And it's like a lot of things, you hear about some of the horror stories or maybe people not being as forthcoming as they should be. But those things are usually in the minority, and our experiences have been good. And, the guys that we've associated with that have been on campus, I'll tell you, the prospects and their families have been great, even the ones that we didn't get. We didn't have a bad experience at all.
Kirk was then asked, what are the biggest changes that he's seen in the process over the past 20 years?
You met coaches, though, that over the years, I just don't like it.
Yeah, the biggest thing that's changed right now, I would say, from my vantage point, compared to the 80s, this is total insanity. The biggest thing is just never it stops now. There used to be some periods of, rest or, like a truce or whatever, but now it just never stops. It's ongoing. So, if you can't deal with that, then you probably got an issue there. And that's one thing about the NFL, there's a little bit more separation of recruiting and in season. When you're in season, you're not looking at prospects. At least most coaches aren't. So,
319-366-1600. Kirk Ferentz meeting with the media yesterday in Iowa City after announcing his recruiting class of 22 players. One of the positions of need within this recruiting class, and one that we're going to talk about at 5:00, the linebacking core, losing 3 starters off of last year's team. Iowa addressed that need with a few recruits, including Jaden McDonald from the state of Georgia yesterday. And here's what Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz had to say about his new linebacking recruits.
You guys added a lot of linebackers, maybe not scholarship-wise, but walk-ons. Mm-hmm. Between walk-ons and scholarships, you had a lot. how is Seth going to keep all that straight, and how is he going to, where's he going to put all those bodies?
I remember back in the day going over to Nebraska, like 86, it was spring of 86, Carl Jackson, I drove over there, and I'd never seen a practice like that ever. And talking to Milt Tenner, per their lineman afterwards, I said, you know, how many linemen you got in your room, maybe? He said, about 50. I said, do you know all those guys? And I know like the first 15 or, you know. So I guess that's how it worked back then. Pretty good deal, right? So, you know, this will be nothing compared to that. But he'll do a really good job with it. And all the guys, we're really excited about them. We think they're good players, good prospects. And, you know, I think it's fair to say that a couple guys will probably be involved next year, at least on special teams, and we'll get them on the field. And then maybe redshirt another guy or two, that type of thing. But we have an open mind, and it's really a position – not that we're talking about spring football, but I think it's a position where we've got as much there's as much opportunity there for any of those players than any spot on our team probably right now.
319-366-1600. And one of the biggest changes recently, Kirk talks about changes in recruiting. One of the biggest changes recently, especially this is the first year of it, is the early signing period. And I think that took a lot of the luster away from yesterday's signing day. In the past, it's the first Wednesday of the month of February where every high school football player, scholarship football player, is signing on the dotted line and telling you where he's going to college, unless it's the rare case like Terrell Pryor who decides later than that first week of February. But with the introduction of the December signing period, it's thrown somewhat of a wrench in that. And I think a lot of people were wondering, what kind of effect is that going to have on a program like Iowa? And Kirk Ferentz talked about it.
Coach, in previous years, you guys were known for kind of finding late jobs. You know, of course, Josie's the big example. But with the way that recruiting changed this year with the early signing period, I guess, did you guys change your approach with the late signing period as far as, you know, finding those late guys, would you say? How did it change overall?
That was something, me personally, I was as curious as anything with this whole thing because we have done pretty well in January, especially late January. And I mentioned Nico. Nico would probably fit in that category a little bit because we talked even last year about possibly scholarship. And I mean, we liked him out of high school. And then he actually came to camp here this summer. Because he's going to prep school, so he was still a non-college student, and we liked him in camp. And then just as things went on, we felt like he was a guy that could probably come in here and compete this spring. That's our hopes, that he'll come in and make us a better team competing. And then at the end of this thing, you know, I was over at Logan Clump School last week, and you know, it was really impressive. You know, he's doing a really nice job. He had a really good season in football. He and his team did. They're playing really well in basketball right now, and you know, you couldn't walk down the hall 10 feet without somebody grabbing you and just saying what a great young man he is in a lot of areas. And, you know, those kinds of things really influence you in recruiting a little bit, and they make you think long and hard. So, you know, we'll see how it all turns out. But he's got a background, I think, that's very similar to a lot of guys that we've had success with. And quite frankly, when we go out recruiting, that's usually what we're doing. We're not looking at five-star or four-star. We're looking at guys and saying, hey, this guy reminds us of – so-and-so who's done well in our program. That's usually our approach to things, not so much what might get published.
319-366-1600. That's our phone line and our Hurtin & Stocker text line, 450 on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Signing day done, and spring ball just about a month and a half away, and that cannot come soon enough. And hopefully by mid-March, we're no longer going to have to be dealing with the weather that we're dealing with right now. Can you hear me knocking on wood? No more snow.
Please.
Can you make that happen, Kyle?
I can not.
Okay.
Do that.
Did you catch the sports beat with Dari Noka talking about Jacob Copeland, the recruit out of Florida?
Yes. I saw yesterday.
I was watching this live. Jacob Copeland, a receiver, I think a top 50 player in the country, according to ESPN, was announcing his decision live on national television. And it was down to Alabama, Tennessee, or Florida, three hats in front of him. And he was wearing white and with a red jacket. And his mom was sitting to his right, and she was wearing an Alabama hat and I think a Tennessee shirt. If I'm wrong on that, please don't hold that against me. But she was wearing Alabama and Tennessee gear, not Florida. So as Jacob Copeland reaches for the Florida hat and says that he is going to play for Dan Mullen in Gainesville, his mom stands up and walks away. And I think the real shame of this was this kid, who's 18 years old, gets to do something that I think, first of all, I will preface this by saying I think it's ridiculous how hyped up some of these recruits are. That I don't think that we need to have ESPN and every camera in front of these kids who are committing and signing to a school. I think that's ridiculous. But he has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit in front of a national audience and say where he's going to school. This moment is all his. And by walking away, what was the first question that he got from ESPN after his mom walked away? Hey, Jacob, I just saw your mom walk away. Why'd she do that? Hey, was she upset about it? It goes from one of the greatest moments of his life. And as a brother of somebody who went through a signing day, it is a great moment for anybody. As hard as those kids have worked to get to this point, and especially for these top-level recruits who have worked this hard, and they see their dreams about to be realized. Or he's going to play football at the University of Florida, and he has ESPN cameras in front of him. The last thing he wants to talk about is why did his mom walk away from the cameras? Why did she walk out? But that's all he had. That was the biggest story that day, and that is the shame to me, because it wasn't about her. And when in Landon Collins' case a couple years ago, it wasn't about his mom. And in Alex Collins, no relation, who instead of Alex Collins' situation a couple years ago at Arkansas, he signed at Arkansas. He wanted to sign at Arkansas. He's from the Miami area. His mom wanted him to sign at the U. So when he told her that he was going to sign at Arkansas, she took the letter of intent and ran away with it.
Oh, my goodness.
So he couldn't sign at Arkansas. He ended up signing at Arkansas. So parents out there, let your kids enjoy it. They've worked hard for this.
The thing that I don't understand is, as a parent, you know, you're seeing your child get an education paid for.
They're going to play for the University of Florida. How many people dream of going to play football at the University of Florida?
Why aren't you just so proud? Why aren't you just proud in that moment? Where do you get the sense that it's about you and that you have any right to be so upset that you're going to get up and storm off rather than be there and support your son? That's what I don't get.
Make the moment about you and make your son answer questions about your pathetic behavior. What we're going to do right now, we'll step aside, we'll take a quick break, we'll come back. We're going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update on the way after this.
Love is in the air, and at Siebke Hoyt, it's contagious. Because with any Valentine's purchase of $159 or more, you'll get a dozen roses. Now, how is that for romantic? And it all starts with our gorgeous Shy Collection jewelry, handmade in New York City by top designer Shy Diane. Then there's our Ed Levin Collection, another New York City designer that is distinctly alluring. And at Siebke Hoyt, we have so many other perfect jewelry gifts for Valentine's Day, such as diamond studs starting at just $99, silver and diamond necklaces from $55, diamond bracelets from $495, and of course, the big whopper of all Valentine's gifts, diamond engagement rings from Gabriel & Company in New York. And they start at just $995 and will always make your purchase easy with great financing options. Love is in the air at Siebke Hoyt, and we're making it easier and more romantic than ever with roses and beautiful jewelry. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, the place Cedar Rapids gets engaged.
Quick in, quick out. It's time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update given to you by Kyle Mann.
Iowa junior outfielder Robert Nystrom was pegged again as the Big Ten's preseason player of the year, this time getting the nod from Baseball America. He was also named the second best prospect in the conference for next year's MLB draft. Pitcher Brady Shenua was ranked 7th, and Jack Dreyer was listed as the 5th best freshman. Iowa State couldn't pull off a second upset of 7th-ranked Texas Tech last night, falling on the road 76-58. Cameron Lard was 10 of 11 from the floor and had a game-high 22 points in just 20 minutes of action, but the Cyclones clearly felt the absence of starting point guard Nick Weiler-Babb, racking up 15 turnovers with only 8 assists. The UNI men had a pretty good win last night over Bradley and Cedar Falls, 74-65. A team that can struggle to score at times, they got a crucial contribution from Wyatt Lowhouse. He had 25 points off the bench, coming mostly on his 6 of 9 shooting from beyond the arc. That moves the Panthers out of a last-place tie with Valparaiso. The Iowa women will be hosting Penn State tonight as they try to get back near the top of the Big Ten standings. You can get out there and see Wooden Award candidate Megan Gustafson as they tip off at 7 o'clock. You might have heard about the brouhaha that was today's NBA trade deadline. One deal you might not have noticed was a three-teamer that sent Doug McDermott to Dallas. He gets to reunite with former Ames High School teammate Harrison Barnes. You're hearing us right now on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym, because we've got West Branch at Clear Creek Amana for a girl-boy doubleheader. The boys should be getting started shortly after our show finishes, and you can hear it on 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
319-366-1600. If you're caller number 6 right now, you're going to be the winner of the $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Colin Warren Henninger of the of CBS Sports on the way after this.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then